Welcome to Escapes. I'm Erica Hemphill, and I am thrilled to invite you on this empowering journey. Join me as we explore the art of escaping self-doubt, the constraints of the 9-to-5 grind, the false realities that hold us back. We'll empower you to embrace entrepreneurship, motherhood, and co-working with your partner, and to boldly step into leadership roles that were once thought unattainable. Escapes is more than a podcast. It's a community of resilient women and men who are rewriting their stories, chasing their dreams, and smashing through glass ceilings. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, strategies for success, discuss our failures, and use insights from remarkable individuals who have paved their own paths to greatness. So join me, Erica Hemphill, as we unlock the doors to your unlimited potential. It's time to escape, empower, and embrace. Oh, and elevate. Your adventure begins now. So today is the first solo of the podcast, which is kind of intimidating, guys. Like, I have done multiple interviews at this point, and it's getting so exciting, and I'm loving talking to individuals that are on the podcast with me and joining and just are ready to be a part of this journey with me. So for my first solo, I really wanted to jump into why me? Why should anybody want to hear what Erica Hemphill has to say, or why subscribe to a podcast for somebody that you don't know? And I really started to sit back and analyze, why do I listen to podcasts? Which ones do I like? Why am I intrigued by certain ones, or what brings me to these podcasts? And so I made a list of my podcasts that I listened to, and I read their intros again, and I'm all over the place. I listen to business podcasts, I listen to motivational podcasts, I listen to Bible verses and all kinds of different crazy things. Motherhood ones, one that I am absolutely loving right now is called The Messy Table. If you don't listen to it, listen to it. She's pretty amazing. And I'm not going to lie, I think I've teared up. I can relate to that. A lot of the things that she talks about. And so when I think about my podcast and what I'm doing here, is I think it started when I sit back and think about it, it just was more or less about getting out what my fears are, what my failures have been as a entrepreneur, what my failures have been about being a wife or being a mom or being a friend. And the more I started sitting there thinking about that and what that meant and some of those stories and some of those accountability things that I need to be more accountable for. So I guess I'm going to get you guys to hold me accountable a little bit. So I thought the first solo podcast could just be about who I am. Where did I come from? Where did I start? How did I end up here? And I'm sure there'll be more podcasts that'll introduce me a little bit more, and we'll kind of dive deeper into that. But my initial thought process is that I was born and raised in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. And we have good food and good Southern hospitality. And I never wanted to stay. That's just the truth. I never wanted to stay. I was creative, and I thought I lived in a small town, and I didn't know what that was going to be able to offer me. I wanted more. And as I got older, living in a small town, I always dyed my hair different. I always wore things that were different. And in a small town, that's just not cool. You know, I can remember coming and lining up. I was on the dance team and lining up one year for Strawberry Festival. We have a big parade that Saturday morning in the whole town, and everybody gets together, and we were going to be marching. And I remember my sponsor telling me, you cannot wear your hair like that. I had pink and red stripes in it. And I said, well, I dyed it. I can't take it out. I'm here. I didn't know what to say. And so I got demerits. I got in trouble. If you don't know what demerits are, it's like your punishment. If you got so many demerits and you couldn't perform on a Friday night or whatever the next performance was. And I can remember thinking to myself at that point, I don't like this place. I don't like being confined. I don't like being in this box of, you know, you have to do everything this way. And, but I was a rule follower. I really was. Like, I wanted to be different, but now I look back and I'm definitely a rule follower now. But I always wanted to be different. I always wanted to stand out. I never wanted to, march to the same beat of every drum that everybody else wanted to. So, I was in like a really crazy, funky place, because I was coming up on my senior year. And I just wanted more, but the truth be told, my testing scores were not where they needed to be for me to go out of state. My parents couldn't afford to pay for me to go out of state to school. So I just didn't know what my next step was. And I can vividly remember this organization coming to Punchbowl High School. It's called Young Americans. And myself and one other student were chosen to be a part of this group, but they were based out of California. And I was accepted. They wanted me to dance and do arts and theater. And that was like right up my alley. I had been a dancer my whole life. And I can remember thinking to myself, that was my ticket out. That was my ticket to do something different, to try something different. And here I am telling you today that I didn't go. So you say, Erica, what do you mean you didn't go? You got this scholarship. You were going to get to go to California. You're going to have a free ride. You're going to go tour Europe and dance and all. And I didn't go. And I didn't go. And I think now to myself, what would my life look like now if I had went? I don't even know if I would be here. I don't even know if I'd be in Louisiana anymore. I don't know if I would have ever met my husband. So life-changing moments and decisions definitely make your journey different. But I didn't go, and we'll get into that probably another day in time, but I passed the opportunity up and I ended up at Southeastern University and was still just lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't have a major. I think they put me in general studies, if I can remember. That was a long time ago. But the reason why I say that is that I was 17 when I graduated. I had turned 18 that summer. So going into college, I was very young. I had no idea what I wanted to do. Of course, I wanted to live on my own. And the struggles just started. You didn't have enough money. You had to work all the time, going to school. Well, life happens and I flunked out miserably. I was on the president's list for 2 years, or a year and a half, excuse me. And I remember just giving up. I mean, that's just truth of the matter. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wasn't loving my major. I wasn't loving my college dream that we all have. College is going to be, I wasn't dancing anymore. And so I flunked out. My parents came, they janked everything from me. You're moving home. You're not living in an apartment. I think at one point, I think they took my car. Yeah. My mom and dad, if they're listening to this, they're shaking their head. Yes, they took my car. It was just a crazy ride. Like I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing. I wasn't accountable. I wasn't responsible, but I was lost. I was lost. And then all of a sudden I meet my husband, or at the time, a gentleman. And we hit it off. We moved to Arkansas and like things kind of start to like get aligned. Right. And I was going to a community college up there and it was just time to come home. We started talking about getting married and all of those things, motherhood, home, hometown. This is where my family was. I needed to figure out how I was going to get back there. And so the grind just kind of started happening. We started having conversations. We started moving puzzle pieces around so that we could move back home. And I can remember our first night back in Ponchatoula, because that's where we moved back to Ponchatoula. And it felt like home. It felt so different than what it had felt like all those years before. And now I look around and I love our town. I love our community. I love those things. But I had changed. I had found out who I was and what I wanted and how strong of a woman I was and how strong of a partner I became whenever I left. I really found myself by leaving. And I found like what I wanted to do with myself. So I ended up going, I went and worked for a little while and did that and ended up back at Southeastern and getting my college degree. And so when I think about the podcast and where I want it to go and people getting to know me is that I didn't have it all together. I didn't have anything all together for quite some time. And I want this to be a place of comfortability for people to listen and not think, oh my gosh, she has all these friends that are always put together and they're these entrepreneurs and they're doing all these great things and they're involved in the community and they're nationwide because I have people coming in that are going to be from all over the United States. And no, we did not have it together. We did not have relationship together. We did not have personal mental state together at points. We did not have, my financial life was not all together. Absolutely not. And so I want this podcast to be about escaping the mindset that everything has to be perfect. And let's get in the trenches of how we really feel, how it all really played out. What were the mindsets that I was in during each part of the different seasons of life? How did I get here with entrepreneurship? Did it all just, this yellow brick road was not paved out for me. We had lots of ups and downs and failures and how we got back to that and where we are today and how successful we are, but yet we're not finished yet. And so I want all of my listeners and future listeners to realize that everyone has self-doubt. Everyone has constraints in their life, whether that's financial, mindset, whatever that might be. Let's talk about the true false realities that social media is a wonderful tool, but it is a horrible reality of life. Everybody's pictures on there are not picture perfect. Behind all that smoke and mirrors is a lot of shit. Let's just say it. And so let's wipe those mirrors down. Let's clear out the smoke and let's really talk about how we step into our roles as spouses, as business owners, as mothers, as wives, as friends, and let's really get dirty with it and let's talk about it. Look, to have all the time in the world to make time for all this, there's got to be some balances. And so let's get to the chase and let's really start talking about what that journey looks like, what our stories are, the triumphs, the sad days, the tears, the I want to quit to I'm going to climb as high as this mountain will let me climb. So if you are ready to escape 1 hour a week, let's get to it. So here's the intro on the solo today. I challenge you to come back and let's face the reality of where we are in our own lives and where we want to go and how did I get there? So more to come on that. We're going to break it down. We're going to break it down really quick and easy and simple. So once a month, there's going to be a solo podcast and it's going to be talking about the realities of how I got there, my failures, my accomplishments, my goals, my wins, my circle of friends, why, who they are. They're going to come on. We're going to talk. We're going to chat. Who are my new circle group of friends? Who am I winning with? Who is supporting me? Who am I crying with? Who am I being vulnerable with? Because even as an entrepreneur and the leader of a business, we all need those people in our lives. So let's get to it. Let's escape and see you soon. Thank you for joining us on this exhilarating episode of Escapes. We hope that you've been inspired, empowered, and ready to embark on your own journey. The power to escape and redefine is within you. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review Escapes to help us reach more incredible women and men like you. You can also follow me on Facebook at ENG Designs and Construction and Instagram at Build with ENG. Stay tuned for more amazing stories, insights, and strategies in our upcoming episodes. Together, we'll rewrite the scripts of our unknown possibilities. Until next time, this is Erica Hemphill from Escapes. Your adventure continues, and we can't wait to be a part of it. Until next time, continue to embrace, empower, and elevate.